From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This week in eastern Pennsylvania, there was a scene worthy of a horror show. The movie would be called Snowstorm on I-78. Snow and ice and jackknife tractor trailers created a traffic jam that stranded motorists for hours on end along a 50-mile stretch of the interstate. And what nature did not do to make things go bad, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania evidently did. There was an almost total breakdown in communication. Those were the words used by Governor Ed Rendell, who issued a public apology. Some of the motorists who were stranded spent 24 hours stuck in their cars, so by that standard, our next guest, Judge Gay Elwell, had it relatively easy. Judge Elwell, who's a magisterial district judge in eastern Pennsylvania, is home now. But, Judge Elwell, how long were you stuck in your car?
I was stuck in traffic there for 10 hours. Nothing was moving.
What do you do for 10 hours in a car when you're stuck in a snowstorm?
Well, you listen to the radio. I even listened to some NPR.
Good.
And I did some crossword puzzles. And I thought about how lucky I was not to be on a plane stuck on the tarmac someplace.
Did you understand what was going on or when things might loosen up and when you might be able to get going?
No, we had no information at all. I wanted to reach through the radio at one point and say, no, 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 the traffic here is not slowed down. It is stopped. It's not moving at all, because that was the information that was being broadcast, that it was slow.
Did people come by and bring things to stranded motorists?
I understand that the National Guard was out at 9 o'clock Wednesday night, but while I was sitting there, no one came by.
The stretch of highway where you were stuck, was there anything nearby? I mean, was there a store, a gas station nearby?
Well, ironically, there's a Cabela's right up the hill, one of the big outdoor outfitters. But they had closed early because of the storm.
You mean you were that close to the stock of fleece if you'd been able to get there? But
you know, I was really sorry I didn't get a camo fix.
Now, as a judge, part of your life's work is all about considering what human behavior is inexcusable or for what there might be an excuse. I'm just wondering if you gained any insight in that regard.
Inexcusable behavior, well, there's a public trust. And I find it interesting that the governor has issued an apology.
And should Governor Rendell consider that Judge Elwell has accepted his apology, or are you waiting to hear more from
him? Well, I'd like to hear some more.
I see.
I always appreciate a sincere apology, but I still would like to know what happened.
How did you get out, by the way? You said it was
a volunteer fire company helped direct the big rigs and things off of the road, and then we were able to back up to the exit to get off. I was fortunate. I was fairly close to an exit. If people had been prevented from getting on the highway, there at least would have been more room to maneuver and back up onto exits. But you couldn't do that because we were all just packed in like sardines, and the sardines just kept coming.
Well, thank you very much for talking with us about your experience.
Thank you very much for calling.
That was Judge Gay Elwell, who was stuck for 10 hours on Interstate 78 in Pennsylvania on Wednesday. A large chunk of I-78, as well as parts of I-80 and I-81, are still closed due to compacted ice.